listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 232-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information about the services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Patricia Eltage available. She's one of the Wan Institute facilitators. Patricia, are you available?
I am here.
Sorry. And Patricia is one, she does the life scripts, she does the couples counseling, and she does individuals. I conduct a ladies group, a weekly ladies groups. That's a donation. If you want information on any services or information, you can reach me at the office, and I'd be happy to steer you to the right direction that will help you. So, Patricia, I have some questions before we have callers. You're on the call with Patricia and myself. Do you have a question for us?
They need to turn the background down.
Okay. Yes, I do. My boyfriend, his brother's girlfriend, kissed my boyfriend on Thanksgiving, and I'm very jealous, and I love my boyfriend, and now it's kind of causing a lot of drama between me and my boyfriend, and now he's asking for some space, and his brother's not talking to him, and I asked my boyfriend to talk to his brother, and all four of us with the brother's girlfriend to talk and discuss that we need to create boundaries, that she needs to stop.
You need to turn the radio down behind you.
I did. Sorry.
Okay. I can hear some. What I'm hearing is you're trying to be the facilitator and tell everybody else what to do. That's a problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being masculine, or am I?
Yes.
Yes.
You're being the general. You're being the captain here.
You're telling everybody how to do it the way you want it done, and they all have their own way. They have to kind of come to the table when they're ready. Obviously, there was a fight between your brother, between your boyfriend and his brother, or what? Who was the fight between?
It's between the two brothers now, and the brother, his girlfriend that kissed my boyfriend. The brother doesn't want to talk to my boyfriend. And now my boyfriend is asking me for space. He says he wants some space from me.
You can talk about your comfort level. That you can talk about, how uncomfortable that made you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you can't tell him how to fix it between his brother, and you can't get involved on how they have to do it a certain way.
Okay. And the other problem is he's very into his family. Whenever I tell him something, he's like, well, my family... He gets very defensive when I talk about his family, his mom, his brothers.
You can't talk about other people's families. You don't talk about people's families. Yeah. That's not your position.
Yes. He values his family maybe more than you. So you have to accept that, reject it, or tolerate. But you can't change him.
What are you talking about? Let me ask you, what are you saying about the family?
about the family, they don't respect me, and they
always.
Well,
you can talk about the you can say. Well, you can say your comfort levels. You can talk about your own feelings when you're around them. You're saying, well, your family's nice, except when they did this, I felt that. You can talk about your own feelings, but you can't be pointing the finger at other people in his family saying they did this, they did that, and criticizing them. But you can talk about how you feel.
And then he can decide whether he wants to go to them and tell them to stop. But it's not your job to tell him to tell them to stop.
Okay, thank you. And then so now that he's asking for space, what do I do? And then once he comes back, what do I tell him?
You say, I would personally say give him his space and make an amends. I would say I'm making an amends for intruding in you and your brother's business. I will honor you, your space. I'll be over here. Patricia, what would you say to, what would you
I'll
have
be for waiting for, I'll be waiting to hear from you. And do, well, and that was good. So you make an amends for being too much in your in his face with the family situation. Or if the brother's girlfriend kissed him, you can say that made you feel uncomfortable. But other than that, his relationship with the brother is none of your business, and that's going to make him want to have space.
Yes, because he may honor them right now over you, because you're starting to be a little bit too bossy and controlling.
Okay, so if my boyfriend, he gave me a promise ring, and he really
you
loves
just
me.
Keep it. Nope, you keep it. You keep. He's not gone yet, dear. He said he needed space.
Okay.
He just wants time to think. Men need to go in their cave to review their thoughts on a situation. You have to give them the space so they can review their own thoughts.
Yes, women generally women want to go in there and fix it. Don't fix it. He'll fix it his way.
Okay, thank you. And then so he gave me a promise ring, and like he always buys me flowers and everything, but do you think that it's better if me and him maybe talk with Patricia Eldridge, like a counseling, some kind of thing?
Let him have his space, please. When he's ready, you can suggest a session.
Okay. And then what's Patricia Elton's phone number or contact
information? Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to give it over the phone. You can reach
you
me.
You call the office. Yeah.
What you're doing, if you request him to see Patricia, you're still getting in his business, dear.
You wait for him to come to you, and
yes.
Only after he comes back to you and wants to, and you're getting together, you say, then at some later time, later time, you can say, do you think it would be a good idea if we talk to a communication specialist to talk about our communication together? Later,
okay.
But let him come back. Let him, let him review his thoughts.
Yes.
Let him decide what he wants to do, and let him lead you. Don't you be leading the show here.
Yes.
Okay.
You're
great.
Trying to fix it. Don't fix. Men do not really want to go see counsel until it's really in. When you suggest that, it should be really in crisis.
Or if they want to learn new skills. I don't always want to wait till it's in crisis.
Yes.
But
well,
but
he said he needs his space. Please,
give
let's
him
do 100%. One step at a time.
I did say that. Give him his space till he comes back. And then you'll see how if it's smooth and things are going smoothly. And then if you get a little glitch along the way, then you might suggest some communication counseling between the two of you.
And you say
thank
it like
you.
Patricia said.
Okay.
What do you think about going and seeing so-and-so for some communication tools?
Okay.
Then it doesn't sound so scary instead of saying,
yes.
Oh, I'm going to into the principal's office. You say,
yes,
somebody
we
who's
say
got
we
some
need to go. We don't say we need to go.
Okay.
That's
thank
a little
so
scary
I
for
appreciate-
men. Yeah. So make the amends to him.
So right now, since he said, I want space, should I say I want to make amends or wait until he comes back?
Just say I want to make it. Just text him. Say, I want to make an amends for my behavior the other day. And that's it.
That's it. Okay.
I will honor your space.
I will honor your space. That's showing respect.
Yes.
So with the amends, do I just say, I apologize for what I did?
No, I'm making an amends.
Or I feel badly is another way of an amends.
Or I feel badly.
You can say, I feel badly about the incident the other day. So I've more than gladly give you all the space you need. And you let me know, you know, when you want to see me again.
This is recorded. I suggest you go back and listen because you're already making up your own idea of what you want to send, even though we said it three times.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I will keep changing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
It's not really funny, but everybody, we tell them three times and they still want to change it. So it's like,
well, they have a history of many, many years of doing it their way. And it's understandable that people don't change their languaging over in a minute. So they have to hear it over and over and over and read the books. I mean, back to the crux of everything is in getting to I do. Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do. It's a wonderful book in hard copy. It is on audio, but in the hard copy, you can refer to it. And people have that book for years and they dog ear the pages or they put dividers in there and have different topics because it's all covered in there. It's a reference book. You can refer to incidents and situations by utilizing that book.
Yeah. So before we might get broken up again, but I've had a lot of ladies ask questions about, you see these, some girls get the men to pay their rent, buy them gifts, and their bills are covered and all that. And then you have the other ones that they can't get the men to even commit or even take them out on dates. I've tried to communicate to the ladies the reason. Give us an explanation of your reasoning why some ladies get men to do, do things for them, but get men
Okay. This is in the reference book, chapter 11, How to Get What You Need from a Man Without Ever Asking. I want you people listening out there to really utilize this book to its fullest. But that's in behavior wise. Now, when they're talking, you can always ask for men concretely. And if you ask for a man to help you with something, you can ask for him to do that. You can ask him, oh, I'm having trouble with my tax situation. Do you know how to fill this out? You know, and they want to help you because you are having a problem and they want to help you solve your problem. Now, if sometimes women say they want stuff. Well, it depends at what level your relationship is at. Now, if you're in a solid relationship and you've been in it for a while and you're already negotiating things along the way, if you're in it, let's say 6 months now, and you're negotiating going towards a longer term possible marriage, then you start negotiating everything. Well, that means everything that including rent and houses and who pays for what. But that's once you're in there. What level are you at? If you're talking about someone you're just dating and it hasn't even been 3 months, well, I wouldn't suggest you start asking for stuff.
Yeah, you can old digger.
But you can ask concretely for them to help you, or you can present them with your problem. I have a renter in my rental unit, and he hasn't paid his rent, and now that has caused me a financial situation. What do you think, John? What do you think about that? What do you think about helping me out till my renter gets back on track to pay me, or something along those lines? So then you're giving him again a situation where he can help you. Now, women who want to set up their long-term relationship when it comes to time, space, money, and play. And all of that is in the book, chapter 14, by the way. I'm always going to keep referring to this book, because this book is the Bible, and utilize it. So when you're talking about negotiating things that you want from a man, you can want concretely, but don't want from them, I want you to go to the store. I want you to do. Then you're crossing the line about wanting somebody to do something and treating them like they're your boy, like they're your slave or something. You know, you have to present them with an issue that you need help with. That's the feminine way. That's the feminine mystique. So, give me another one, Sue.
Well, I would say it happens mostly. What I find most ladies, and maybe you know, you're better at describing because I talk to the ladies all the time. I have it in my head. A lot of the ladies get into relationships and they look at the outcome and they focus more on the guy and what he's doing than focusing on themselves, and that's never going to work. You have to
give me an example what you're talking about.
Well, they go out and the guy does, he says da 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 da, and then they get disappointed. So
then you can anything they say that doesn't make you feel good, you can say, you know, John, when you said that, I didn't feel good about that. What would make me feel good would be ABC. So when you said XYZ, that didn't sit right with me, but ABC would feel better to me.
Yeah, that's I think a lot of women, they're getting the thing that they're supposed to be, sit like doormats and not speak up, but it's the way you speak up, be feminine and not
and say what doesn't feel good or what doesn't work
it's
for
more
you.
More feeling centered than focusing on what he didn't do that made
he didn't do it automatically. Who knows how he was raised? So they're learning from us what works for us. Who knows who they had before, who they were with before, what their requirements were. But you can have you can have your own standards that make you feel good and let them be known. So when a man does it something his way and it isn't quite up to your standard, then you can say, well, when you did this, I appreciated your effort. However, it would make me feel so much better if you did this instead.
Okay. So if you're out there listening, that's one suggestion. And please feel free to call in so we can work with you one-on-one, because we can gather more information.
They're real life stories. Yeah, we need real concrete.
Asking information, but if they were to call in, we can get more in depth as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I have it.
Sometimes you're saying sometimes the women want, what is it that they want? Are you saying they want cars and furs and jewels?
No,
what is it they want?
They see other women as getting more from men than what they've been getting from men.
You're talking about concretely.
It's concrete stuff. It's concrete stuff.
Then you can ask for, you can ask concrete stuff but there might be a point in time where you're asking for too much too soon into the relationship, and that might scare them away because they'll see you as a gold digger. But if you present them in the feminine you're out and about, you go, oh, I saw this. I deal with women from all ranges of socioeconomic thing. So one woman might say, oh, I saw this. My car is not running well, and it's on its last leg. And I saw the cutest little car today, and it was just, oh, I could see myself in that car. It would feel so good. And I know this car is about to blow any time now. And you can drop hints like that, and then they can say, well, how are you going to get that car? Well, I don't know. How am I going to get it? So do you have a way? Would you like to help me have that car?
Yeah.
So you're hinting in a feminine way of things that would please you.
And then men mm-hmm. want to please women, and usually that's with gifts and stuff, and to help them feel good.
And doing things for you. And there's women who are dating somebody who's a carpenter, a contractor, and she goes, there's nowhere to put my clothes. I have this space, but there's no hanging racks. I just don't, what do you think I should do? Knowing that what he goes, I can get that done for you. You present them with a problem that they can solve.
Very true.
You give the number again?
323-203-0815. One of the ladies had just texted me and said she didn't understand. I told her to call in, so hopefully she'll call in.
Oh, good.
So we can work with her live. Okay, so another one of examples, and we give these examples because I know all the ladies out there are working with some form of it. She wanted this one guy that was so busy and unavailable, and he was masculine, and he said he is not available to have a relationship right now. So we did the 8 weeks, and then when she got him and they became exclusive, now he's not presenting himself in the way she wants. He's busy working, and she says, well, if he really loved me, he would contact me more and blah, 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 blah. I go, that's not how relationships work all the time. Accept, reject, or tolerate. So she likes the model, and now she's trying to get the model to step up onto the way she wants him to be. So what would you suggest, ladies, for the ladies that like the model, but the model is not presenting himself the way she wants?
Presenting in what way? His appearance?
He's not calling her enough. Oh. He's not making enough time for her.
This is part of time, space, money, and play. So that's called time. And time spent, that means you negotiate all these different items that are in chapter 14. And the items often, you don't have to do them all at once, but you can do them as they pop up. This is a time issue. And time spent with me, that includes calls and texts. So can we, I'll use the name John again, it's easy. So John Doe, John, can we, I have a something I want to talk about. Is this a good time? I'd like to talk. Good. It is a good time. Thank you. If not, okay. Half an hour. Okay. Now. Very good. So I really have been feeling a little left out in the communications with each other. And I just wanted you to know that I'd like to negotiate our how much we text or communicate with each other in the course of a week, or the course of the day, whatever it is you're wanting to get. So I would feel more comfortable. I so appreciate it when you text me and call me. And I would you be willing to text me once, at least once a day, or call me or text me at least once a day? Would you be willing to do that, John? He says, well, okay. Okay, well, that's great. That would make me feel so good, and helps me feel connected with you.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he doesn't do voicemail. They have a weird phone system that apparently she can't leave messages. I don't know. It just sounded weird. But
do they text?
I don't know. She said she texts, and he doesn't text her ASAP. So I said, but does he text you? So we're kind of keeping a red and green sheet, focusing on whether she wants to stay or leave, because she was told by her mom that she had to train men. And I told her, I don't teach how to train.
That is making men little boys. And then you're the mother or the school marm this is not
model.
Good.
Yeah, she likes the model, and she's trying to get me to help her train him. And I said, oh, no, no. Why don't we watch to see if he's enough for you?
No, we can train him, but we train him the Pat Allen way, which is negotiate. We negotiate everything. Would you be willing to contact me in some form once a day? John, would you be willing to do that? It would make me feel so good. That's a negotiation.
Yeah, we were working on it. We did the 8 weeks to get him, and now there's another problem. So,
yeah, but I wouldn't let it go to see what he does. I would ask him for what you want.
He's actually not doing anything wrong. He's been telling her he's super busy, and he can't give her enough time. He has told her he can't give her enough time. So she's got to understand that he might not be her man.
Let me explain something to her. Men's brains, I hope she's listening or will listen to this, men's brains are filled with little boxes, and they're only in one box at a time with the way their brain operates. Now, us women, our brains are like multi-celled creatures all firing at the same time, like a firework. Our brains are going in 50 directions at any given time, like a hydrangea. So we have to first and foremost understand the difference between a man's brain and a woman's brain. And that's why when men are working, or if they're watching a game on TV, whatever they're doing that single thing, and that's how they focus and complete one box at a time.
Yes. Where women think they can multitask, which they can't. So,
well, we do actually. Our brains were designed to do that.
I know. Women
think can't. Men cannot. Yes, men cannot.
You misunderstood me.
Yes,
women think that men can multitask, which
they can't. Correct.
Yes.
Because I just described their brains. They're in one box at a time, and they cannot go outside. That is how the brain is designed, and that's how their brains work.
That's
and back
biological.
To the biological. Yes. The brains, everybody's brain has a corpus callosum. This is the membrane that connects the two hemispheres of the brain. Now, men have a very thin, narrow connection, so they have to be in either one lobe or the other, thinking or feeling and doing one task at a time. Women have a very broad corpus callosum, this membrane, and that's why the brain can be firing on all burners at the same time, whereas the men's cannot. So if women would get this, they would get off of men's backs when the men are doing something.
Because we can watch the kids, talk on the phone, make dinner, multitask, and remember everything that happens in between all that. Men can only do A, B, C, D. As Dr. Allen says, if he's watching football and you come in and tell him something, he won't remember what you told him because he's focused on the football game, even though he might shake his head and say yes, he will not be paying attention.
So you have to pull yourself up by your big girl panties when a man says he's busy working and be patient, passive, and receptive.
And also with Dr. Allen's material, remember she had the saying, men have to do good to feel good. That means they have to do good at work to feel good. Women have to feel good to do good. We have to process our feelings in order to take care of ourselves. So there's a difference there too. I think it has to do with a lot of women are in their masculine so much that it's diffusing a lot of the intimacy. I keep telling my ladies, because they always want to talk to their guys about work. I say, no.
About whose work? The men's work or their own work?
Their work. They want to talk work, shop.
Oh, they want to talk shop themselves, their own stuff.
Shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless there's a problem that you have that you think your man has the capability of helping you fix it.
And you designate that you want to, you have to make an appointment.
Appointment.
Make an appointment. Those just don't carry it on in a general conversation. Make an appointment. Something I want to talk about my work. Are you available to listen and help me? And then he'll put his focus hat on and you talk about work. But
if it's a problem, don't use the men as your dumping ground for your just the nonsense that goes on at work. Unless there's a problem that he can fix, Yes. You have, I will say this here too. Men only use about 700 words a day.
Yes.
Women use about 2,000 words a day. We need to talk more than men do. They don't need all of this chatter. So
yes.
That's in ancient olden times when women had sewing bees and basket making and crafting, and they chattered with each other and the coffee clutches. Go talk with your friends if you just want to let off steam about work, not to your man.
Yeah, men just grunt, yeah, get it done, about short conversations.
Not interesting to them. It's just not interesting unless there's a problem they can fix.
Yeah. So hopefully we get some callers. 323-203-0815. If you want to call and ask us a question, we're here to help you. We've got about another 20 minutes. What other subjects do you want to talk about? Those were the two big subjects that I brought up from my ladies group.
Okay, well, I'll plug my book here. I might as well.
Okay.
My book is called The Dream Class by me, Patricia Eltinge, Eltinge. And it's all about how to capture your dreams, why we want to know about our dreams and the symbols, and how we can really decipher our dreams in order to help us in our waking lives, navigate our waking lives. So it's a beautiful coffee table book as well. So look it up. Okay. And give me a 5-star review.
Didn't say it's available on Amazon. Yes.
Yes, it's available on Amazon, and all 5-star reviews are appreciated.
And then if you want any, like the last caller wanted some services about Patricia, you can reach me at the office, 949-723-0338, or email me at info@drpatallen.com, and I will guide you over to Patricia's contact
now,
information.
And Sue, I have to plug Sue's groups. Those drop-in groups, Sue, are so helpful to help people get used to practicing the communication tools in a practical way with your own real life situations. And it's very affordable. And people need to understand the value of those groups.
And if you want information on Dr. Allen, if I've plugged this in before, if you go to our website, www.drpatallen.com. There is a free link that has her video of chemistry, compatibility, and communication. It's like an hour long. Dr. Allen goes through all the tools and all of her information for all of you people to get started on your relationships. And if you have any questions on the material in that, on that video, just give me a call at the office. I'll be glad to go over and help you if you need some understanding. I don't think the tools are available, but she does go over the tools and her charts. But unfortunately, we don't have the charts posted. But the charts are pretty easy. If you listen, you can write down the chart, the tools. So very informative. We're always trying to give back to the community as best we can. And this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to be aware of what's going on and then start processing changes. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it. So I like
practicing.
Yes, I like my groups because it keeps my ladies focused. I have some of them that have been with me and they've actually got boyfriends and they're working, you know. So, you know, they see it work.
We and have another one of our gals is getting married next weekend.
Yes, she's been with us. Yes, she's done very well. I have one lady that was married. I went to her wedding in October, and she had a very rough ride on her relationship, but she's happy, and she learned her lessons, and she learned how to do relationships healthy without overriding her position as telling the man what to do. So I'm happy for her.
That's right. So another one of the books besides Getting to I Do by Dr. Patricia Allen is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And that one's a very little book, but it's meaty because it's very esoteric. So people who liked to understand how she brings in the mythology, and it's a really cool book. I like that one too. And there's other books that she recommends to people that aren't hers, but she still likes the understanding of some of the principles that she adheres to. The Invisible Partners is by John Sanford, how the male and female in each of us affects our relationships. Because in a relationship, there's basically four people. There's my masculine and my feminine, and your masculine and your feminine, and we're trying to dance. And like Dr. Allen likes to talk, she tries to teach people to waltz rather than slam dance. So managing both of our masculine and feminine energies is how we learn to get along and accept each other.
Yes, 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 yes. And we do have our Dr. Pat Allen's recommended book list on our website, drpatallen.com. She's got, there's probably about, I want to say maybe 45 or 50 books on there, the books and the authors. So you can always look that up. So that's on our website as well. So what were other situations that you wanted to share with the audience?
There are gals who, let's say, we get all ages. We work with people from typically, I'd say, 20 and up, starting at 20 and all the way into 60s and 70s, believe it or not. And there's a little Netflix show now called Later Daters.
I just saw that. I didn't tell you about that.
So everybody's out there, you know, and everybody at all levels is looking, not everybody in the planet, but it shows you that no matter where you're at in your life, that you can be partnered. And that's what Dr. Allen always says, that there's a lid for every pot. You just have to be available and expose yourself in the world to find your match.
Yes. Complement each other.
And speaking of complement, there's the complementary forces. And that's why these little books we're talking about is the Invisible Partners. You want to match. You want to meet your complement, somebody who complements you and is your polar opposite, but in a way that meshes with you. And that's what we're doing here between our masculine and feminine energies, so that we can have a partnership.
Yes. So would you say that men are to fit into women's life, or women are to fit into men's life?
You're going to fit into each other's life in this system. That's the whole point. Yes, we want to fit in. So everybody gets one or two non-negotiables. You can't have everything in your boxes be non-negotiable. So everything else is negotiable, other than a couple of things. So, and most of our women say monogamy, that's a full-on non-negotiable. That is a non-negotiable thing. They want social and sexual monogamy. So then they both agree on that, let's say. But sometimes people say, oh, well, I'll be sexually monogamous, but I still like to see other people. Well, then she'll say, no, that's a non-negotiable for me. So I guess we're not a match. That's not going to work for me. And then we'll see if they want to negotiate that. But everything else is negotiable, unless they have a non-negotiable. I know there's a gentleman who says he's very much a neat freak, and he said that's a non-negotiable for me. If somebody doesn't put their clothes away, if they are going to end up living together, they can't handle untidiness.
So, well, that's part of being compatible. You can have chemistry, But then you're compatible. You have to decide if you can handle being with that person with his little quirks, and if he can be with your little quirks, whatever they may be. We can't make ourselves into pretzels to accommodate the other person in order just to be in a relationship. We should be ourselves, and hopefully the other person accepts the way we are within limits. I mean,
you don't want to accommodate it, so you can say, I can accommodate you in this area. I help people who negotiated their neatness. So that's part of space. Well, I like my desk messy, let's say, or I have organized mess. Well, my partner doesn't, let's say he has a very neat, perfect desk. Well, then you have your separate desk your way, and I'll have my separate desk my way. Yeah. That's a negotiation.
Yes. That's communication and negotiate. Like we talked, time, space, money, and play. You can't go in with somebody that says you have to do this every day and the other person doesn't get to vote. They may want to say, okay, I can do that four times a week, but not every day. And then you negotiate back and forth. It can't be one person's way or the highway. That's not a negotiation. That's a, what is it? A dictatorship.
That's a dictatorship. Right. And there are people, listen, there's different styles of relationships. Some people want to be in a codependent relationship. Yes. You just described codependency. Yes. But I have to be honest, typically that doesn't work long term. But some people are okay with one person calling all the shots and they just go along to get along.
Yes, but that's typically. If that person wants it, that's fair. We never tell people what to do in their relationships. We try to negotiate with them and see what they want and what they don't want and what their partner wants and doesn't want. So you can compliment and negotiate.
That's why it's called the Want Institute, because knowing what you want and what you don't want and figuring it out and working it out.
Yes, that's what Dr. Allen's patent, well, she has her patent tools that help people how to negotiate. Her stroke and stand, her validation, her time. What is the other tools that she has? Five-step cleanup.
Ego talk,
Ego talk, and most of that is on that video that's available for people to watch on our website. So,
and guess what else? It's in the book, Do I Do. I come back to the Bible. It's all in here. And it's easy to read it and refer to it. It's laid out to be a book that you can use as a reference book. People use it with their post-its sticking out the top and their labels and use it for years as their reference.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, that's in its umpteenth printing and going strong. And now it's on Audible, but it's really, my personal opinion is to have the book because it is really, you can utilize it. It's not like you're just listening to a novel. You can really utilize this book.
And most of the coaches out there, everybody's doing the masculine and feminine, how we both have masculine and feminine, but each person carries more of one trait. Like some women have more masculine traits, so it usually bumps heads with other masculine men. Opposites attract, similars repel. So if the lady's in her masculine and the man's in his masculine, you're going to have a war. If she's in her feminine and the man's in his feminine, nobody's going to make any decisions. So you have to have one feminine, preferably the woman, and one masculine in order to complement.
This is primary. We're talking about primary positions. So everybody has a masculine and feminine side to that. So when we're using these terms, I want you to understand that the masculine is thinking, doing, performing. So when you're in your work mode, everybody's in their masculine appropriately. Now, when a woman is not in her work mode, she can be primarily in her feminine, which is her feeling centeredness, how she feels, how she senses the world, how the world affects her and her sensations. So, and when a man is at work, he is full on in that box. I talked about the little boxes in the head. He's in his work mode box. And then he sometimes needs to transition. I was working with a gal the other day who said her husband, she was worried that her husband stopped at the bar before coming home. I go, well, sometimes men do. I said, well, how long? She goes, well, maybe he's trying to pick up people. I go, well, how long did he spend there? She goes, oh, 15 to 30 minutes. I said, maybe he was just transitioning from the work day before coming home. He needed a drink to get out of his head so that he could come home and be in a relaxed mode. Yes. So we really need to understand this, the way the brain and the body works between our head is the masculine. It's a simple way to look at it. The head is the masculine. The body is the feminine. Thinking, feeling. So that'll simplify it, hopefully.
They understand it, but when you've been practicing, because most of the parents now teach their ladies to be big, strong women and go out and do good for themselves, and that actually ruins their dating life. So I have to
They should go out and make themselves a living in this day and age, because and tell Mr. Right. Not even, there are many couples that are both working, but they have to learn the dance of communcommunicating with each other. That's why this book, Invisible Partners, is terrific, because nowadays in this modern day and age, almost everybody's working. It's not like in the 50s where Leave It to Beaver's mom just stayed at home. She was nothing wrong with that. But there still are people who are stay-at-home mom, and the man goes to work and brings home the bacon. Now, that exists. That exists. But also, there are women who work and men who work, and they need to come together when they're not working and decide what their primary position is.
Yes.
And the woman can say, okay, my primary position in my relationship is to be feeling-centered feminine. And he can say, my primary position in my relationship is the masculine, doing, problem-solving, providing, let's say, or the primary breadwinner, or something like this.
But running out of time. So, we only have a couple more minutes, so I guess we could. We'll be back next week. If you have any questions, you can always email me at the office, and I'll answer them on the on the radio show, and then you can listen to them in the archives, or we prefer call-ins, because then we can work with you one-on-one. And Patricia does the live. You want to give just a quick 1 minute plug on your live script?
The life scripts are so crucial to helping people with their personal growth and transformation. I help you uncover all the things that made you the way you are today, all your input from birth, actually 6 months in utero, and all your input from schooling, family, your spiritual teachings that created you. But as you reach adulthood and you're into your adulthood, there are some of those behaviors, thoughts, and attitudes that no longer serve you and hold you back. So that's what I help you uncover and help you create new behaviors.
Yes. So with that, if you want information, you can reach me at the office at info@drpetallen.com or 949-723-0338, and I can guide you to Patricia Eltidge's services, and I'll give you information on my drop-in ladies groups. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Patricia, you want to say your little spiel of goodbye?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you back here next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.